You're listening to SBS News.
The sprawling gardens of the Werribee Park Mansion, that's often the picturesque backdrop to weddings and festivals, have been turned into a humble kitchen, now providing meals for struggling families. It's an initiative that proved so successful last year, it's been given the green light once again. James Brincat from Parks Victoria.
Last year was a bit of a trial. We were planting up a bed with silverbeet to give the bed a bit of a rest. As it turned out, COVID-19 shone out, and before we knew it, everybody was in lockdown and struggling, and this became a very good opportunity to be producing food for communities.
Parks Victoria first trialled the move at the peak of the lockdown, with kilograms of vegetables harvested last year. A similar number is expected again, with hundreds of silverbeet seedlings planted by members of the Karen and Sikh communities for the new season today.
At the end of the season, we had 3,000 kilos of silverbeet, that every bit of this went into a pot. So this year, the challenge is to get the same, but I'm thinking we probably will do a little bit better because there's even more community involvement and we're not in a lockdown.
The fresh produce is then sent to community groups in West Melbourne that provide meals to the disadvantaged. The local Sikh community at the forefront of the volunteering efforts, including the community's volunteer coordinator, Jasvinder Sudhu.
During COVID, there was a lot of spare silverbeet which was not being used. So James from Parks Victoria contacted me and he said, can we use this? So I cooked silverbeet at home first and I created a recipe and then we started using it.
The Sikh community in the Werribee area has been providing free meals at their local temple for years. And Mr. Sidhu says they've been able to ramp up these efforts as a result of this garden program.
We've been distributing free meals since 2012. Earlier it was about 50 to 100 meals per week, but during COVID it started with 200, 300, but went to 1,000.
It's a joint initiative by Parks Victoria and Refugee Settlement Agency Ames Australia. Laurie Noel from the group says the benefits of the program are widespread.
Our case managers have noticed that there have been significantly lower levels of mental health issues amongst refugee communities here. So it's been a really positive thing for many people. We've had up to 1,000 people come through the program, and almost 200 of them have gone on to get jobs in local businesses. So it's been really successful on so many levels.
More than 150 volunteers are currently a part of the program. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.